Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
That's the Drifters bringing us back. One of the classics from the Wayback Machine. That's how my children refer to me, too, by the way. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having more fun than the law allows here with our good friend Catherine Crowley. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. She is the co-author of Working for You Isn't Working for Me, also Working with You Isn't Working for Me, right? The bookends, right?
Working with You is Killing Me.
It's Killing Me. That's right. I'm sorry. Working for You is Killing Me. I don't have that one in front of me. But Working for You Isn't Working for Me. I'm sorry. Say it. You say it. You say the one I don't
it's
have.
It's confusing, I know. So Working with You is
with
Killing
You.
Me. It's
that's
the very
it.
First book, and that's about colleagues, customers, bosses, everyone. And then the second one is Working for You Isn't Working for Me, and that's about bosses.
Working with You is Killing Me. Working for You Isn't Working for Me. And then the newer one, Mean Girls at Work, How to Stay Professional When Things Get Personal. And do you think that there's any differentiation between what we've been talking about, folks, with Catherine in the previous segment was how to deal with difficult coworkers. Do you think men have... Are women have more of this than the other gender? Is it any? Do you think it's worse for men or worse for women, or maybe about the same?
Well, first of all, most workplaces are quite co-ed these days.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think what's true is that women to women dynamics are different than men to men.
No question.
You know, so I think that the passive-aggressive tendencies are usually higher among women,
mm-hmm.
whereas men are more comfortable, in a funny way, being directly aggressive with each other.
Well, we have a little bit of fun with it sometimes.
Yes, right.
We actually take it
chiding one another.
Yeah, the needle. We call it the needle. The needle.
The needle. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are comfortable with that. They're more comfortable with direct competition.
Right,
and so
it's a way of letting some steam off.
Yes.
Not only letting some steam, but letting some steam out of the situation. So women aren't likely to do that, are they?
No, on the other hand, women are more likely to bond with each other. You know, when it's good, it's very, very mm-hmm. good between women. When it's bad, it's very bad.
So how can we, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past, but not in this particular application, why wouldn't this be a great place or a great reason to have a good mentor or more than one mentor?
I think there's every reason to have a good
mentor. If only just to ask them for advice about these things. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea, and I think it's probably an underutilized thing. And part of it is because many people are afraid they don't know where they'd find a mentor. So maybe we should talk about that, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the idea being that a mentor would be someone who can advise you and guide you and speak from their experience when you're in a tough situation.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them through high school alumni. You can find them through college alum
mm-hmm.
situations.
Yeah, because some mentors aren't necessarily with you at work. They could be just somebody you have lunch with who works somewhere else or who's older than you, right?
Right. In fact, it's often, if you're talking about interpersonal dynamics, it's probably better if they aren't at work.
Ah.
Because then they're not going to have any investment in
right.
terms of the outcome for you.
But I will say, if you have a problem at work with somebody who's not necessarily affected by your boss, and that happens sometimes,
yes.
or connected to your boss can give you some good advice on how to handle it too sometimes. And your boss can be your mentor. One of the things I always like
sure.
to point out real quick, Catherine, is a mentor doesn't have to be official. You can have
right.
a mentor. You can ask for advice for someone. They can mentor you without you saying, would you be my mentor?
Yes. Yes, they can. That's a good point.
All my mentors, every one of my mentors are in that category. Catherine.
Uh-huh.
I've got
uh-huh.
a bunch of mentors. Most of them never knew they were my mentor.
And how did you find them?
I've just paid attention.
Yeah.
I found
so
them. I found them. I saw them
function.
Doing things right. I saw them doing things wrong. I paid attention.
Right.
I cataloged it, and I learned from them.
Right.
I still quote them, many of them, all the time on the show, all the way back
yeah.
decades.
Well, the other point that I think is true is that people are often flattered if you ask for advice.
Yeah.
And we usually think, oh, I don't want to bother them, or they don't want to talk to me. But the truth is that I'm putting myself in that category now, being a more mature person, happy to be of service, you know, and
right.
to share the wisdom and hopefully the experience that we've accrued. So it really is about, as you say, paying attention and seeing who has what you want, and then asking them, sometimes just for a coffee or for a minute of their time, to run a scenario by them.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you ask them for their help, you are de facto asking for them to be your mentor. And but what you're doing is you're saying, please help me with this situation. You're not saying,
yeah.
I think some people, when you say, will you be my mentor, they think, well, oh, you want me to adopt you then, right? You know,
right.
And
right.
I really think just a relationship and situational conversations, I think, are very productive as in a mentor-mentee situation. What do you think?
I think that's right, and I also think in a time-strapped society that we're in, that the situation, just knowing that you have someone who you can talk to when something comes up, very helpful.
Catherine, I need a website for the books and for you and
for
your co-author, Kathy Elster.
K-SquaredEnterprises.com, and that's the letter K and then the word squared, enterprises.com.
All right, and they can find all the books there too, right? Even the one
our podcast.
Oh, yeah, the podcast. Don't forget. Hey, have I ever been on the podcast?
No, we're not.
What?
Haven't gone long distance yet.
I can't believe I've not been on your podcast, Catherine. Hey, Catherine, thanks for being here.
Come to New York.
Good job. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.